defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, you're listening to The Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
If you want to turn yourselves into a greasy spot on a country road somewhere, go right ahead.
And now, here's your host, The Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am The Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, May 31st, 2016, and we're coming to you, like always, from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I almost said Monday. These three-day weekends, they throw me all off. I almost said today was Monday, but it's not. That was yesterday. Here we are, a little jump start on the week, I suppose. I think a lot of people take this week off, too, or last week. People are always on vacation now. It sort of seems like. I hope you guys had a good Memorial Day weekend. Got a little R&R, some relaxation and some rest, and you had a couple of hot dogs and a few hamburgers, maybe a couple of Budweisers sprinkled in here or there. Here on Long Island, we have our yearly air show, and it's very, very popular here. They bring in all sorts of different planes, and they do it at Jones Beach, and this year I think they drew somewhere near 500,000 people. Now, I don't know if that's a lot for an air show, but that's a lot here. You can't get 500,000 people to do anything around here. So that was a lot, and for me it's pretty cool. Right near my house, they all kind of come in from the airport. I'm right between the two. So I get to see the Blue Angels and all the different planes, and it's really cool. The whole house just shakes when those Blue Angels go by. Really, really pretty wild stuff. But I hope you guys had a great weekend and you're ready for, the home stretch here until the conventions and then the nomination, and it's going to be fun. Well, without further ado, let's get into today's headlines. Number one, can you hear me now? Verizon workers head back to work after a seven-week strike that largely went, well, unnoticed. Also, the Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol, he eats a bowl of Wheaties before logging onto Twitter this weekend. But will he end up eating crow? Also, a New York City man is charged with manslaughter after defending his wife from a would-be rapist. We have all that, plus no more monkeying around at the Cincinnati Zoo. We have new polls from battleground states that are going to show us some good movement for Donald Trump. Chicago also sees a record number of shootings this weekend. And once again, we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag to answer one lucky listener's questions. But before we do any of that, we have to do the same thing we always do this day after the Memorial Day weekend and start the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Like saying it, love saying the pledge. If you want to hear yourself saying the pledge, email me a recording of you guys, a family, or a Boy Scout troop or Girl Scout troop saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You can send that to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you on air eventually. Also, check out rhinoreport.com, a new article there going up. Actually, once this show ends, that article's going up. So you can look at it there. And also, if you want to be a Rhino reporter, we're still looking for more. You can have your voice heard by 500 people a day. And then you can write for us. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, catch all of your favorite episodes of the Rhino Report on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeart, all over the place. And if you miss the live show, you can always hear us on Red State Talk Radio at 1 a.m. Eastern. All right, that's a lot of housekeeping. We got it all out of the way. No fluff coming up. All news, all opinion here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched their new line of Ragu Homestyle sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu home-style sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day. And products like Ragu home-style sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend every single day here on the Rhino Report. All right, so this Verizon strike, it's over. For those of you who didn't notice, apparently there were like, 40,000 people went on strike. They want more money, they want more this, more that. They came to an agreement over the weekend, or I guess just before the weekend. They're supposed to go back to work tomorrow. I saw a bunch of Verizon trucks driving around today. Maybe they're just repositioning assets. Who knows? But they got like an 11% raise over 4 years. New employees get a sign-on bonus of $1,250. They have like 1,300 call center employees, and they're going to unionize more crews, I guess, in the New York area. Hey, listen, this is I have mixed feelings about unions. I really do. I was a union worker for a lot of years. Actually, the majority of my career, I've been a union worker, but I've also owned a non-union business. And I do believe that there is a place for unions in this country. I believe that. I believe a skilled trade deserves a union. When you have unions like the iron workers, or the steam fitters, or the carpenters, or plumbers, these guys go to school for 5, 6, 7 years after high school, or even after college in some cases, and they get just an immense amount of training and safety training. There's continuing education classes that they have to go to. So I do believe there is a place for it. I do not believe there is a place for unskilled unions. Now, I don't know where Verizon fits into this. They have two unions in their shop. So they have the IBEW, which is the Electrical Union, and then they have the Telecommunications Union, which represents like the call center employees and things like that. I don't believe that's necessary. I believe a union job should be a skilled job. I know not all states out there are union states. Many of you probably live in non-union states. But I do believe there is a place for it, just, I don't know, about 40,000 people that answer telephones. That I don't know about. This is not their first strike. Verizon had a strike a few years ago. It went on for 18 months. 18 months. And this was 7 weeks. If I'm Verizon, I'm thinking, if I can get by for 18 months using scabs or whatever you want to call them, somebody else, non-union, taking less money and less benefits, why do I need the other ones back? My service was fine over the last 7 weeks. I don't know about you guys. Well, of course, the union heads come on and they say, oh, well, there's backed up tickets and this and that. They're always going to say that. And even when their workers are working, the tickets, the problem tickets, whatever you want to call them, they're always backed up anyway. So, you know, I don't know why Verizon feels they need them, but I guess they feel they do. So they're going to be back to work. If you have a Verizon or Fios or one of those, I guess your service won't change. I don't know. Seems silly to me. But let's move on. Over the weekend, we heard from Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol. Well, he's promising a third-party independent run. He takes to Twitter. He loves Twitter. I mean, all these guys, they love Twitter. He says, just a heads up, over this holiday weekend, there will be an independent candidate, and he thinks they're going to be a good candidate with a strong team. I don't know. This may have been more plausible a few weeks ago. Well, in true Donald Trump fashion, he fires back and he says, if dummy Bill Kristol does get a spoiler to run as an independent, say goodbye to the Supreme Court. And that is 100% correct. 100%. The Never Trump movement that apparently Bill Kristol is a part of, for some reason, they're not real big on a guy like Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson was nominated as the Libertarian candidate this last weekend, or just a couple of days ago. And they also picked their new chairman, which is kind of weird. Somebody who was running for chairman of that party got up on stage and got naked. I don't know what the Libertarians are doing, but he actually did not get the chairman position. But I guess the Never Trumpers don't really like Gary Johnson. Now, here's a guy with executive experience. These big Never Trumpers, they feel that they're big-time conservatives. And if you're that far to the right, I mean, you're almost libertarian anyway, right? I don't know. Maybe they're a little bit more to the right than Mr. Crystal actually is. Maybe that's the issue. Crystal tried recruiting people over the last couple of months. No one would bite. Nobody bit. Because they know the ramifications. They know that if they run, if they're the independent, this gets handed to Hillary. It's very, very simple. Plus, nobody wants to be that Ross Perot punchline. I mean, Ross Perot, probably a nice guy. He was a punchline for many, many years after 1992. And his candidacy essentially is what got Bill Clinton elected. So here we are, another Clinton on the way, and third party. Ross Perot did not win any states in 1992. He did win about 20 million votes, though. That's quite a bit. But make no mistake about this. Bill Crystal is a calculated man with a plan. He knows that the independent candidate, if he finds one, cannot be on the ballot in all 50 states. They can't be. They've missed all the deadlines for most of the states. They only want to win 7 or 8 states. They're going to pick out the states that are still out there that they can get on the ballot for and try to pick those off. And make sure nobody gets to that 270 electoral vote number. That's the game plan here. That's the game plan. And then what happens is that throws the election to the House of Representatives. And he's hoping that the House will, pick a more palatable candidate than Hillary or Donald. This is a bad, bad miscalculation. The House will vote, mark my words, the House, if this happens, will vote with the plurality of people out there. Because their jobs depend on it. Everyone's job in the House and the Senate, across every elected body right now, they are all on thin ice, every single one of them. Do you think they would go against 60 or 70 million voters to go with 10? No. Not a chance. They would have to find real jobs after that. And there is no room for a congressperson or a senator to have to find a real job. They just don't want to do it. If they actually cared, they would vote themselves out of a job and they would vote for term limits. They won't do it, which shows you right there what their intentions are. So no, they will not vote with somebody that gets 10 or 20 million votes. Tremendous, tremendous miscalculation on the part of Bill Crystal, because he will not get 60 or 70 million votes to have the plurality he would need to really petition the House to vote for his candidate. Even Mitch McConnell thinks this is a bad idea. I mean, this guy is like, he's got like 5 brain cells and 3 of them are saying it's a bad idea. When Mitch McConnell thinks something's a bad idea, I mean, and he comes to reason, I don't know. Maybe we listen at that point. Maybe. This election should have been a shoo-in. An absolute shoo-in for the GOP. They messed it up. They messed it up like they mess everything else up. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. We have to talk about how they have totally messed this thing up. Unbelievably. Then we'll talk about this guy who's been charged with manslaughter in New York City. We'll talk about a zoo in Cincinnati. We'll dive into the mailbag. We have a lot to get to today. Guys, hang in there. Buckle up. It's going to be a rocky one here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging in there through a little break here on this Tuesday, May 31st. Before the break, we were talking about, how this should have been a shoo-in. There is no reason it shouldn't have been. I mean, forget the word email for a second. Forget Benghazi for a second. And those associated with Hillary Clinton that have sort of, gone away over the years. Forget about Whitewater. Forget about cattle futures. This should have been a shoo-in just based on the previous presidency. From an economic standpoint, under President Obama, 50 million people live below the poverty line in this country. 50 million people are on food stamps. 95 million Americans out of work. Not one quarter of growth above 3.3%, which is what you need to sustain an economy, this economy, $20 trillion in debt and $130 trillion in unfunded liabilities, promises, things we can't pay, we won't ever be able to pay. That's just from an economic standpoint where we are now. Forget about the other stuff. Forget about who the candidate might be. Let's just say it's Hillary. Forget about Benghazi and Whitewater and cattle and emails. Forget that she's been pushed over the ledge left. The candidate almost should not have mattered based on the way things are going now. And just overall, over the last 7.5 years, we've seen an increase of assaults on law enforcement. Divided race relations. They haven't been worse in a long time. A long time. We have a nuclear Iran now. There's a sense of entitlement among young individuals. People want stuff now. They want free this. They want free that. We have sanctuary cities that protect violent illegal aliens. We have the rise of ISIS. All in the last 7.5 years. We've had no upgrades to our infrastructure. We've had no upgrades to our decaying grid. Decaying. Our grid is flimsy. We have an unprecedented amount of dependence on foreign oil. We have a generation of people who will have to work until their final days just to make ends meet. This should have been a shoo-in. And it's not because of Donald Trump that it's not a shoo-in. That's what they would like you to believe. Oh, it's because of Donald Trump. No, not at all. Not even close. It's because the establishment and the establishment conservatives think that they know better. They've always known better. Well, look at the candidates in the last few years. How great were they? John McCain might lose his primary. You have Mitt Romney. Well, he did a bang-up job of losing 2012. Another shoe-in. That should have been a shoe-in as well. But they know better than you. It's because of establishment hacks like Bill Kristol who believe they're better. That's what caused this. So who do you think this knight in shining armor is going to be? Who are they going to drop in? Well, I think word on the street is, well, Mitt Romney. That seems like it's going to be the obvious choice, which is a little odd. It's very odd, since the conservative establishment battle cry, Eric Erickson, Bill Kristol, all of these clowns, has been, Trump isn't conservative enough. He's not a real conservative, right? That's what we've been hearing. That's been the whole thing. He's not a conservative. We don't care if he's pro-Second Amendment. We don't care if he's anti-abortion. He's just not a conservative. But Mitt Romney is. He's a conservative. He's the bastion of conservative hope. A guy who believes in global warming. A guy who invented Romney Care, what Obamacare is based off of. A guy who wants to raise minimum wage to $10 an hour. A guy who doesn't support tax cuts to the middle class. A guy who just loves NAFTA. Mitt Romney loves NAFTA. You can put it in a tree. You can carve it out. Mitt Romney, heart, NAFTA. Loves it. Supports TPA and TPP. This is your conservative? This is the guy? He flip-flops on abortion. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's against it. He's for it. He's not for it. He's against it. He's got 18 different answers. Unbelievable. He signed a bill in Massachusetts limiting gun ownership. And he supports varying forms of amnesty. This is Bill Kristol's idea of a conservative? Because this is probably the guy. Who else could it be? No one else will go down this road with Bill Kristol. This is going to be a bumpy, rocky, dead-end road. And we're going to have to keep a close eye on it. When we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more about this. Then we'll get into some New York City stuff. I know how much you guys love that. And we got our monkey business segment and the Rhino mailbag. So hang in there, guys. Just a little bit left to go here. A little short break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the show. When we last spoke about, 4 minutes ago, we were talking about the idea that Bill Kristol, the editor at the Weekly Standard, and just all around bad guy, he has floated the idea of putting out, well, not floated, promised to put out an independent candidate. And all signs at this point point towards Mitt Romney. Well, listen, the math is very simple. Donald Trump plus Mitt Romney plus Gary Johnson equals President Hillary Clinton. That's what it equals. It won't get to the House. They won't win the states to get it to the House. It won't happen. They are completely delusional if they feel that could happen. Mitt Romney had his chance. He had his chance in 2012 and he failed, as he typically does, 22% bankruptcy rate among companies that Mitt Romney has purchased. So he fails there quite often. And he had his chance to run, to win in 2012. He blew it. And he had his chance to be in this election. He didn't want in. Whatever polling it was, or anecdotally through family members, whatever it was, he didn't want in. Instead, he just chose to kind of be a jerk, right? He gets this TV time at the University of Utah, makes a speech against Trump, and then he goes to Florida and he campaigns for Rubio in Florida against Trump, and then he goes to Ohio and he campaigns for John Kasich against Trump, and then he goes to Utah and he campaigns for Ted Cruz against Trump. Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? He's a nobody. That's who he is. He's a nobody. And so is Bill Kristol. He's a nobody too. A couple of nobodies trying to do something. Nothing worse than that, right? It's like, sometimes you meet a stupid person, right? And some stupid people know they're stupid, and that's okay. It's the stupid ones that think they're smart that are the worst. And here we have a classic example of that. Classic. Bill Kristol, Mitt Romney, Eric Erickson, they are the problem. They believe that your decision will negatively affect them. That's why they're getting involved. Where was this animosity in 2008 and 2012? It wasn't there. They didn't have it. You know why? Because a Barack Hussein Obama presidency sells magazines. Just like a President Obama also sells guns, well, he sells weekly standard issues. That's what he sells as well. President Trump will not be good for the weekly standard. He won't be. He's made no bones about not liking Bill Kristol. And I'm sure he'll make no bones about telling people not to buy it. You know, publications like the Weekly Standard see a little bump in their subscribers when it comes to the election years. Always do. Always do. And then it drops off precipitously afterwards. Well, maybe he's not getting the bump he wants. Very possible, right? These political operatives, they have three main motives. Access, influence, and money. That's it. Do you think they care about democracy? Do you think they care about a constitutional republic? No. That's last on their list. Absolutely last. Access, influence, money. That's it. End of story. So, if you're mad about this, if you think the guy's a jerk, or all three of them are jerks, or whatever, how do you combat it? Very, very simple. If you have a Twitter account, unfollow them. Yeah, sounds dumb, right? But you can unfollow them. You can shut them up. Facebook account, unfriend them. Again, shut them up. Very, very simple. And just don't buy the Weekly Standard or subscribe to Red State or whatever. That's how you can stop this. Instead of getting just all mad about it, not doing anything, just unfollow them, unfriend them, get rid of them. Don't let their voices be heard in your life. But I'm sure we'll be hearing more from our friend Bill Kristol in the hours or days to come with his big announcement of his independent. Big conservative wants an independent candidate. What a hack. What a hack. All right. Let's move on to New York City. New York City. So over the weekend, there was a man by the name of Mamadou Diallo. He's 61 years old from the Bronx. He received a phone call from his wife that someone had broken into their Bronx apartment, had ripped her clothes off, started to beat her, so he ran in. He was just outside the apartment. I guess he was hanging out with friends downstairs, whatever it was. He runs in, he finds the intruder in a hallway, proceeds to beat him with a tire iron, as should happen to anybody that does this to a woman. And, well, the guy succumbed to his injuries. His name was Earl Nash. Earl Nash is a career criminal. Career criminal. Succumbed to his injuries, and he died just a couple hours later. The NYPD has arrested Mamadou Diallo and charged him with manslaughter for protecting his wife from being raped and beaten. He had barged his way through the door. I guess the wife thought perhaps it was her son, forgot his key or something like that. She opened the door and this guy barged in. He was not an invited guest. And Mamadou Diallo, not to be confused with Amadou Diallo, totally different guy from going back 15 years in New York City, if you remember that case, is now looking at a manslaughter charge. This, my friends, is Bill de Blasio's New York City. He's taken steps over the years to decriminalize certain acts. Urinating in public, free to do it. You are free to pee in public in New York City, no problem. Loitering, homeless everywhere, begging, grabbing your legs, looking for money, absconding people in Central Park, no problem, no crime there, guys. Littering, not even a fine. Litter all you want. Graffiti, it's terrible. This is what happens. Over the years, de Blasio has stopped something called stop and frisk. If there was a police officer on the street and they believed you had a weapon that was unregistered, they could stop you and they could frisk you. They did this for known gang members. That's how they got a lot of illegal weapons off the streets during the Bloomberg days. Bill de Blasio also disbanded New York City's anti-terrorism unit. Yeah, the number one target in the world no longer has a terrorism unit. And he also allows pedophiles to access bathrooms if they say that they're feeling like a woman that day. they're allowed to do that too. When you are an elected official that believes in lawlessness, this is what happens. That's what happens. Mr. Diallo took a vow to love, honor, obey, and protect his wife. He took that vow in front of God, and God outranks Bill de Blasio every single day of the week. He outranks him. My question is, where's Al Sharpton? Huh? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Black Lives Matter? Where are they on this? You know where they are? Nowhere. Absent. Absent. Where are the candlelight vigils and the tearful speeches from the president? Not gonna see him, guys. Not gonna see him. All right. We're gonna take another short break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about this Cincinnati Zoo thing. I know you guys have heard about it, seen the video. We gotta talk about that, plus a deadly weekend in Chicago. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alston. Is What's Cooking on Wine radio show is broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101, or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now, 707-578-6101.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. When we last spoke, we were talking about Mamadou Diallo here in New York City, now charged with manslaughter for protecting his wife. And the silence from Black Lives Matter, Bill de Blasio, President Obama. I wonder if President Obama had a son, would he look like Mamadou Diallo, or would he look like Earl Nash? Which one do you think? I don't know. You guys can decide that. Silence. Nothing to say about it. This man will stand trial for defending his wife. Unreal. Absolutely unreal. You know, during a campaign speech in 2013, Bill de Blasio, he made mention that he used to tell his son Dante to be scared of cops, to be scared of the NYPD. Yeah, he said that, and he said that during a campaign. This, of course, was to rally the African-American vote in New York City. Dante is a mixed boy, is... Bill de Blasio's wife is black, and Bill de Blasio is not. You know, perhaps he should have warned little Dante about career criminals like Earl Nash. But no, he warns them about cops. And you wonder why the police officers here in New York City, they turn their back on de Blasio when he walks by. It still happens. It still happens. The TV is not covering it, but it still happens. So if you support someone like a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or one of Bill Kristol's third-party losers, take a good hard look at New York City, because that is what this country is going to be headed for. Being one of the oldest cities in America, things happen first here. We see a lot of things before a lot of other cities see it. And it happens in the suburbs, too. The suburbs around New York City are the oldest suburbs in America. Most people out there know about Levittown. Levittown's a very famous suburb, and they've had a lot of problems. A ton of problems, in fact. But take a good, hard look at New York City. If you think that's the way this country should operate, a country you would feel safe in, then by all means, Hillary, Bernie, or one of Bill Kristol's third-party idiots. All right. Let's talk about this video everybody's seen. You know, I was probably the last person to see it. It was this kid that fell over the wall in the Cincinnati Zoo. I guess he got through 4 or 5 feet of shrubs. He fell down into this moat. Looked like a pretty long fall to me. And then, of course, we see the gorilla, the silverback gorilla. And he looks like he's coddling the kid a little bit. But then I guess he starts dragging the kid by its leg and the kid's hitting its head. I don't know. The special response team at the zoo, which I didn't think they even had. I thought that was like a Jurassic Park thing. But apparently they have there. They shot and they killed the gorilla, and then the boy is safe. I'm surprised the boy survived that fall, to be completely honest with you. The gorilla's name was Harambe. He was a 17-year-old silverback gorilla. I don't know. Looked like a nice guy. I don't know. I don't know how to judge gorillas personally, but apparently all of these protesters do. They know exactly what was going on, and they're saying that the park did not act in a proper manner by shooting the gorilla. You know what? If this gorilla's dragging a kid around, I mean, yeah, you got to shoot it. There's no other way around it. No other way around it. It spawned this hashtag now, justice for Harambe. They have candlelight vigils. They have petitions. They want the parents to be held accountable for the death of Harambe. But the Cincinnati Police Department has, at this point in time, no plans to charge the parents. No plans. So that's really the issue. The issue, listen, you have to shoot the gorilla. I hate to say it, but you have to. I love animals, but here's a kid being dragged around. Yeah. You can't say it's acting protective because you don't know. You just don't know. The head of the zoo, Thane Maynard, he was saying that the gorilla was acting aggressive and desperate and erratically. I mean, a guy that runs a zoo would probably know that. Me, I have no idea. I don't know. I wonder where these people were. These vigils, right? There's candlelight vigils. They're marching in solidarity for this dead gorilla. Where were they when Benghazi happened? Where were they? Nowhere to be found. No, were there petitions out there? Was someone at the time calling for anything? Calling for Hillary Clinton to be arrested? Now they want these parents arrested? Yeah, this is definitely a lapse in judgment for the parents. Absolutely. Absolutely. People just take up the oddest things now. They take up these odd causes. I don't get it sometimes. This was unfortunate. This was bad parenting. But the result had to be what it was. There was no other way around it. This is kind of what happens when you subscribe to the theory of it takes a village, right? There's no accountability. The kid has no direction. But the outrage about deaths of animals, it's like astonishing to me. Absolutely astonishing. Remember last year that lion in Africa? It was a dentist from Minnesota or Wisconsin. He went over there, shot a lion. And it was like, you would have thought this guy shot the Archduke Ferdinand. That's what you would have thought happened. It was a lion. He got a permit. He went out. He shot it. End of story. He's a hunter. That's what hunters do. And now you have this Harambe in Cincinnati. Where is the outcry for the 6 dead people and 66 injured this last weekend in Chicago with gun violence? Where's the outcry? It's not there. It's not there. A 15-year-old was shot and killed in Chicago. Two 25-year-olds, a 27-year-old, dead in Chicago because of gun violence. No outcry. We worry about a gorilla and a lion. That's what we worry about. Those are the hard topics we choose to tackle in this country. Those are the topics. All right. When we come back, we are going to get into some new polls very, very quickly that show Donald Trump doing kind of well in some battleground states that you may not have thought were possible. And then we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag for the first time this week. Lot to get to yet in the last segment coming up. Hang tight, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday version of the Rhino Report here on May 31st. If you were just tuning in at the end of the show, you can always catch the show on rhinoreport.com. All the shows are there. All, I think, 91 shows. It's been like 91, 92 shows. It's been a lot. We're barking down the tree of 100 here pretty soon. All right. Let's talk about some new polls. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk about these new polls. We have a new NBC SurveyMonkey poll, and this has nothing to do with a zoo in Cincinnati. This is a tracking poll. It has Clinton at 47% and Trump at 45%. Trump has picked up 2% in this poll since last week. So he's moving in this poll in the right direction. This poll, not the greatest, 12,969 voters. This is an all-online poll. So you have to watch those just a little bit. This was taken from 523 to 529, and they say it's a 1.2% margin of error. That seems a little bit low. I'd put it closer to 3 or 4% personally. Here are some states. We have some state polls starting to creep out here one at a time. A New Hampshire poll. This is from the Boston Herald. Trump and Clinton tied at 44%. Could New Hampshire be a flip state? Well, went blue in 2012. You have a New Jersey poll. Monmouth University. Clinton 38, Trump 34. There's still a lot outstanding there. Again, their 14 delegates went to, well, President Obama last time around. Could New Jersey be a flip state? You have Virginia. Virginia right now shows Clinton at 45, Trump at 41, within 4%. Very, very close for Virginia. Again, could this be a flip state? You have a couple of them here. Wisconsin, Clinton has a sizable lead here. This is a Federation for Children's poll, 43% to Trump's 31%. I wouldn't think Trump would win Wisconsin. That wouldn't be one I would put in the flip category. But Oregon, look at Oregon and their 7 electoral votes. This is a Clout Research poll. Trump at 44, Clinton at 42. That's a little odd for Oregon. I mean, Oregon could go red this time around. And then we have North Carolina. This is a Civitas poll. Trump at 42 and Clinton at 38. So there are a few states here that might be in play. We haven't seen any recent New York polls. Those I'd want to see. But New Jersey, awfully close, awfully close. Virginia, New Hampshire, very, very close. All right. We'll keep an eye on those, and as new ones pop up, we'll, of course, bring them to you here. Let's dive into the mailbag for the first time this week. This one from Harley Springer in Teterboro, New Jersey, only, I don't know, about 30 miles as the crow flies from here. Rhino, I saw that Eric Holder said in an interview that Edward Snowden was a what he did was a public service. I can read, I promise. Your thoughts. Public service? Yes and no. Yes and no, Harley. I would have gone about it differently. I believe Mr. Snowden should have gone about this differently. You could always lawyer up, right? Whenever you're not sure what to do, you lawyer up. You get someone to tell you what you should do. You get amnesty, whatever it is. He could have petitioned for a congressional committee. So yes, what he did by making us aware of the spying by the NSA, yes, that was a public service to some extent. But I don't like cowards. I hate cowards. Cowards annoy me. When you just say stuff like this and you take off to Russia or France or wherever he's hiding now, England for a little while there, I think, that's cowardice. Be a man. Be a man. If you're going to be a whistleblower, be a man. That's what you have to do. So, listen, they're trying to get him back. Who knows if they will. Whenever Russia's done with him, I guess, we'll get to have this guy back in our grasps here. So, that's the question. That's the hashtag AskRhino. You can also ask me a question at rhino@rwbnetwork.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have an interview with Dr. Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare. He's going to tell you how to get rid of your nasty, nasty Obamacare and pay so little for quality healthcare. So, guys, a big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.